Mudo's Entertainment Hour. Mudo's Entertainment Hour. Mudo's Entertainment Hour.
Wait a minute, we also have another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for visiting the slab. Nurse, please bring in patient number 3.
Yes, doctor.
Oh, look, the anesthesia is wearing off. Nurse, please hit play.
Right away, doctor.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Menthol's Entertainment Hour and the Slab. Today's a special episode.
Whoa.
It is Sierra's birthday, so I promised her I would be out here recording an episode of Menthol's Entertainment Hour, and I'm also throwing in an episode of the Slab as well. And on the microphones, it is Sierra, Josh, and Chris.
Sup?
Hello.
Yo.
Hey. Do you think we could get a little glitch in the system happening right now?
Welcome to a glitch in the system.
Don't forget.
Yes.
Conspiracy Cast with your hosts, Josh and Chris.
Bro, that's us.
Holy shit.
I wondered who those two weird fuckers were.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I'm plugging everybody today.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about shit that's spooky. We're going to talk about shit that's funny. And we're going to talk about shit that sometimes smells. And that maybe you should contact your doctor.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So what's everybody doing? I know like that half of the room is really fucked up right now.
We're over here experiencing hallucinogenics. At their finest. I hope to be the finest.
I don't know. I've been feeling pretty good for the last like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I'm glad. I really am.
My wife over here made me a peanut butter jelly. That was almost a whole ass fucking quarter of shrooms.
It was not. I took
it was
out my
an eighth of shrooms.
It was an eighth because I took out my eighth.
Sinners.
No, you only took out like a stem.
No. It was more than enough.
By the way, to the listeners out there, I do have to say that we are not in the studio. We're actually in Chris's studio.
Yeah.
Kind of
studio. It's a work in progress.
It's still
here, still recording.
Bro, drums take up so much space. But
they do.
They look so nice, though.
So we may or may not have interruptions from small children not listening to adults.
So sorry in advance.
Don't apologize to them. They don't know any better. I just insulted all of my fan.
Did you break
the
chair?
I'm your fan.
No, the chair's not broken. My butthole's broken because earlier I took what I call a champagne cork shit. It's where it's solid when it comes out.
And it goes
normal, but what follows after it is liquid or chunky, and it's at the viscosity and the velocity of champagne after you pop the cork.
What are you doing with it?
He left his phone. I'm taking a picture of my wiener.
Oh, so I don't think I told Josh about this. Chris and DJ both know, but I was commissioned by somebody to make a dope-ass hat.
Thank you.
Yes.
So a girl I used to work with messaged me the other day talking about how her friend's daughter is fighting chemo, and come to find out the friend is the regional director for Whorehound.
That's badass.
Badass.
Plug in the slab at the expense of a cancer patient.
What the
hell?
Damn.
Okay, no, but seriously, if they're cool with it, I would like to like maybe do an episode dedicated to them.
Yeah.
Or have them call in and be on it kind of thing. Like I if there's any way I can help, like definitely let us know.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
I'll talk to my friends some more about it. But also, you know, kind of little plug in for my little crochet business too.
She makes cool shit. I have a few myself.
Yes, the link has been in our descriptions for like the past year and a half with your crochet business. So,
if you're fucking looking through shit, you know, if you're like one of the people that buys porn mags just to read shit. And you should have read that already. I'm just saying.
And by the way, we have a special friend.
Hello, Mizuki.
Oh, she backed the fuck out.
No, yeah, bye. She did. She says, I'm Mike Shy.
Like, what are those black dicks you guys are talking into?
Do you have something to say, miss?
What do you think about the situation in this area? You know, I said that to Dylan earlier, and she just went, it's good. I'm like, ah, fuck.
Ah!
There's mass genocide going on right now, and it's good.
I have talked to the wrong definition of good, sir.
God, I hate this cough.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
You're using my sage-burning cup. What the fuck?
I was using it earlier, so... And there was a roach in it. So I figured, hey, it's just
Christopher
open.
Carl! Quit using my sage cup!
Don't be calling him my... Don't dox him!
Is this a roach?
That looks like a casing for one. I don't think there's
a roach. No, that's...
Oh, is there... No,
that's a candy roach. Cigar.
Yeah, that's a candy cigar. Yeah. No.
I got a roach in here somewhere.
It's up here.
Oh, okay.
I know where it's at. Anyways...
It's up there by your giant bong.
So
it's not giant.
Since this is going to be technically the first episode released, like for the spooky season, for both this, we do have to touch on like how Bruce Campbell's amazing.
Fuck yes,
Bruce Campbell.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Dead, one of the best horror movies there is. You know, actually, since you mentioned Horror Hound, believe it or not, when I took Aiden there last March.
Mm-hmm.
We walked by the two girls, I can't remember their fucking names right now, that were in The Evil Dead, and I was walking through, obviously, high off my ass, because it's a large crowd, I can't be,
can't
so
do it.
Yeah, I will actually have a breakdown if I'm sober walking through, and I'm giggling every time we walk past, and I giggled so many times, they fucking Evil Dead had giggled back at me, duh, bro.
Oh, I love it.
That was so good. You know, some things are just better than sex.
Speaking
that
of,
wasn't one of them, but I'm just saying there is some things.
Well, speaking of, Chris brought back down the Crypt Keeper candle. It was originally upstairs on his dresser, and he brought it back down here.
Yes, that's the one that Aiden bought for him.
Yes.
Because for some reason, if Aiden and Shiloh get money, they don't spend it on themselves. They buy gifts for everybody. They don't need to, but they're just like, no, we like taking care of people. I'm like, well, you have the money, I guess. Don't invest it in anything nice. Whatever. Your dad didn't. Look where that got me, holding a microphone at a friend's house.
God damn it.
Shit got real.
Damn, I'm sorry.
You gotta get over this cough. Where the fuck did Chris go? Wait a minute, Chris is gone, so we have to put on the hold music. I think we all fucking did it.
That was interesting.
I love it.
Oh, we were joking about that. We were just joking about that one day. We're like, we should put the hold music as the one from Cable Guy.
Yeah.
And
I was like,
and I'm over here like, capital idea. And then 5 minutes later, we had hold music. Gotta love this audio board.
It's amazing.
I told Hannah everything you've done. She goes, Jesus fucking Christ, Chris.
What have I done?
You did your tincture. You smoked.
Oh, drug-wise.
You ate drugs. Your sandwich. And then whatever the fuck that was you and Josh shared.
You know what? I'm on a time as a construct right now, so.
You're on what?
What?
What did you say?
Time as a construct.
Time as a construct.
So it means nothing?
No, time actually does not mean anything whatsoever.
Time has disappeared. What is time?
No, I'm just saying, time has really slowed the fuck down.
I keep thinking it's supposed to be later than what it really is, and I feel like it's still just really early.
I don't even know what time it is.
Real time. 11:33.
Oh, it's 11:33. Oh, it's
not that bad. Late.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. I feel like it should be later, but it's not.
It's really not, though.
Like, isn't this like a normal time frame for you guys to be starting your podcast?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, normally.
It's, you know, we get there, we get all the giggles and shit out, or sometimes we shit and giggle. it's like the old
at
adage.
At the
like,
same time.
It's like giggles the old adage. Like, before I started this new job, I had a routine every single morning. I was wake up, take a big shit, then get out of bed.
What do you say?
Wake up, take a big shit, then get out of bed. Josh over there with a microphone just laying on his chest. He's like, man, fuck this thing.
It's hiding in his beard. What?
You know, you can just turn the microphone off.
What are you asking me for?
I need the address real quick.
To give to who?
To give to somebody that wants to have this asset.
Oh.
Sorry for the interruption. We had to not dox ourselves. And I did not want to go back and edit the fucking address out. So I said, fuck it. I'm muting the mics.
I wasn't sure what was going on.
Well, you can't be subtle around Sierra.
No, like, I didn't know what the fuck you needed my address for. You're already here.
It's okay.
Don't touch me.
It's okay.
Honestly, if I wouldn't have muted the mics, I have full confidence that you would have looked over at Sierra, like, what's your address? And she would have told you exactly where to get to her, get to here from I-70.
I probably would. Look, in the state of mind that I'm in right now, yes, probably.
Yeah. Like any old murderer or wackadoo that wants to put their dick on your window is going to be here.
Taking advantage of my fucking inebriated state. Fuck all y'all.
No.
That's what curse is for you.
No shit.
I'm just.
Why does Josh look like he's getting ready to hit Chris with the mic? With the mic. This is the most chaotic fucking episode here.
Why don't we do video?
That's what we should be doing is video.
Because I don't have a good enough camera.
God damn.
Because I'm tired of shitty camera quality. Although I have been pricing them. So I'm thinking I'm gonna redo the studio to where it's gonna be more of a set than a studio. God. So we're gonna have comfy couches in there. I'm gonna redo the microphones to where they're gonna make sense. And we are gonna be live streaming in there. I'm getting a 5G router for it so we can actually have internet. And we're going to start doing video in there. We're going to go live on YouTube and shit so we can be on video for 12 minutes before they fucking copyright strike us or some shit. Mainly, we're going to be on Discord and Twitch. But
I've had a girl at work asking me about your guys' podcast and stuff because she wanted to start listening to it. So I sent her your guys' link and stuff.
And just tell her it's not her goddamn business.
Tell her it's not safe for work. Holy crap, I got a story about that. I freaked out.
There's a reason we wear headphones when we're doing our job. Because I may or may not sit there and listen to fucking smutty audiobooks all day, okay?
That's fine.
But I showed her your guys' YouTube video where Chris is talking to Cthulhu and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I happened to scroll forward and stopped on the weird ass picture of Josh, and she lost her shit. She goes, why is he in his underwear hanging in a door frame?
Because why not?
I forgot I did that.
I didn't. I think about that often, actually.
Listen to you. What?
And I was Isn't that like, your phone screen?
It was.
Okay, it was. But then people started really questioning it. My dad looked at it and he's like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, oh, okay. And plus I got a really cute picture of Sophie in a Jason mask.
No.
So I was like, no, that's gonna be it. It's in front of a Christmas tree and shit.
Have
so I was like,
a picture of a Chris in a Captain Morgan pose for a while as your background too?
That was my background for 3 years. Yes.
Mine was you with your pants down with the angel blade.
You also have a picture of him on your somewhere in your cloud of him wearing my booty shorts.
No, that's his contact photo in my phone.
Oh, was, okay.
It's still there.
It's still there. Okay.
Yeah.
Get horny every time I call.
But I told her.
It's a booty call, actually.
Oh. But I told her, I was like, well, given the fact that our, you know, our sound on our computers isn't the best, I can't explain everything that's going on. So you're just going to have to go back and watch the video. But she was very curious as to why Josh was in his underwear.
Oh, so
and why it, you turned into a shoe.
Okay, so that is a Supercuts video on YouTube.
Yes.
It's not the full video. The full video is like 2 hours long.
Oh, okay.
Because what it is that we tried something and we like doing it. So I think we're going to continue doing it for the slab on a later date once we get a better camera set up and whatnot. Just because that was more of a trial run, mm-hmm. and it worked out very well. We had a lot of fun doing it, and I think we should. Honestly pursue it. And that's if you've ever seen like Elvira or Sven Gulli or something like that, where they like do constant cuts in the movies.
Yeah.
And like, and that's what we did. And that was to the movie Freaked. And I released the full cut on Discord for a one-time thing because I still have the file, by the way. I can definitely send it to people and you guys can watch the entire thing if you want it. But I'm not going to put it on YouTube because of copyright infringement.
You're not
I might
want
put it
to,
on
though.
Rumble.
We suck.
But but it is for sale on our Patreon.
But
so if you subscribe for like $5 a month, you'll actually get the entire like movie and like our cuts in between, and it'll make a lot more sense.
If you send off to them starving kids in Africa and can't give us five goddamn dollars.
Yeah, we're the starving adults in
we're
America.
We're right here.
Fucking first world problems.
Felt.
I mean, hell, if you just come to my house with like a fucking Red Bull, I'll just give you a flash drive. I'm not going to lie. Like, here you go. Here's a file.
It might have pictures of me nude on it. I don't know.
It definitely has pictures of you
not.
In your underwear, though.
Not me. Him.
Oh, okay.
It's so, his flash drive.
Well, that's so, what I'm saying. I would hope DJ wouldn't have nude
pictures of
you on there.
You know, I wonder how many
there.
Arguments in the White House have started like that way. Those were my dicks on there if that's his flash drive.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of a glitch in the system, yes. How many leaked political figures' penises are floating through the Pentagon right now?
Oh,
probably every single one of them.
Every one of them has a dick pic on file.
I want to see Trump's. No, better yet, I want to see Ross Perot's.
Trump's got painted.
Like Trump he has had his dick. Wait, Trump had his dick painted?
You're fucking killing me.
Yeah, he posed nude.
Okay, so
who would have the stomach to paint that?
With his leg up in the air, and he's kind of like leaning on his leg.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. That was actually by a political opposing artist.
Oh.
She also did one. Dick. She also did one of Hillary Clinton.
So they were like freelance work, basically.
Yeah, yeah,
like
it's not real. It was just an imagine. It was just art. That's all it was. So they did one in an unflattering way of Hillary Clinton, not the way that you can flatter that. Ew.
You can't.
Fucking pantsuit wearing creepy ass Joker bitch.
She reminds you of your mom. I'm just asking. Because she reminds me of my mom sometimes, and I'm not into it. Is that
you're
why
not,
you dislike that lady so much?
You're not into... Like, why would you be into Hillary? Who's into...
Not her, into...
Even Bill wasn't
into
that.
He went out and got himself some fat chick, all right?
Yes.
I miss Clinton.
Just one fat chick?
Probably all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's face it, Bill Clinton
he's
was the first
rolling
black
in
president.
A sea of fat chicks right now.
Quit! Stop! Don't say it again!
No?
Don't say it again! Say it again!
All right. Let me point out.
He's wearing nothing but a leopard print Speedo sunglasses.
And he plays the motherfucking saxophone!
Playing the saxophone.
Okay, so let me point out to you, and this is all true facts. Bill Clinton smoked weed while he was in office and then lied about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And he plays the saxophone and a very well on top of that. Like he's not like some sort of noob. Like he can actually play and it's soulful. It's jazz. And he cheated on his wife with a fat white woman. He was the first black fucking president. All right. First black president was Bill Clinton. Even Barack Hussein Obama went, nah, I'm second. Like, he a brother. I still like that picture of like Barack Obama sitting at the podium and his fucking hand is in his face and here comes Bill Clinton in like crab walking pose like, hey, did you miss me? Because his scandals were fun. His scandals were fun as fuck. Because you look at it and you go, oh, that's not how a president should act. Because back then, everybody was like, yeah, so fucking what?
Like turn an episode of Jerry Springer. We're already used to that shit.
Yeah. Now, God. If it were to happen now, like, obviously, like there's worse scandals. Episode
of Jerry Springer. Now, like, Maury.
Yeah. Like, if it were to happen now, but like, oh, President fucking the sleepy Joe Biden, you know, smoked weed and cheated on his wife and he plays the saxophone, the White House would burn the fuck down. Back then, people were like,
okay, I don't think it would, Bill. I really don't think it would. This man has been caught sniffing little kids on TV. Like, I don't think it would burn down. No one's burnt the White House yet.
Yeah, it's going to happen, though.
I think the White House is empty because I don't even think Biden.
You know, the White House has been robbed, right?
Yeah.
Has it really?
It also has been burnt down once before. That's when the French burnt it down. We rebuilt it and went back to the War of
1812.
Yeah, War of 1812. Yep.
We're still paying tax on that. I'm not sure if it's still a thing, but like at one point in time on your Verizon bill on a printout, it was just like this tax all by, it was like a dollar or something. But I asked this dude, and his straight-faced answer was like, hey, we're still getting taxed for the War of 1812 to pay for it. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
dead serious. I wasn't alive for that. I wasn't alive.
Dead serious. Yeah.
You know this how is hell. We're paying for the sins of our forefathers. I only have one.
So I have a question for everybody on this side of the room. All what? Right, so you know how everybody, all the governments, everything said that the...
the couch.
Yeah, the couch.
The couch.
Everybody says that... that the world is in debt. Okay? Uh-huh. The world's in debt. We can all agree that, you know, that we have a debt credit. To who?
Uh-huh.
Who's the world in debt to?
Well, see...
That's like saying I owe myself a dollar.
Yeah.
When the Civil War happened, Abraham Lincoln signed over control. We were bankrupt.
Yeah.
During the Civil War. He signed over rights to all these main families that we talk about, all these shadow families, the Rothschilds. That's the one that we hear the most about. And then there's all those other ones from other places. So if you notice now, it's not the United States anymore. It's the United States of America Incorporated.
Yep.
We are a corporation, and when we're born, a tax deficit is put on each one of our heads. We don't even own our own self. We are someone else's property from birth.
Yep.
And every time when we go to work, we're paying that tax deficit off until the day we die. And we'll never give it back because we're paying these families that basically came in and played shadow fucking fund and said, we're going to help the U.S. out because we want them to win. We want this side to win.
So you want to know why the Rothschilds invested so much into America? Because of this. Now, this is an actual true fact. This is not a conspiracy. This is real.
It's a safe place for an experiment.
He was asked. Oh, I can't remember the main Rothschild's name. But he was asked, why are you helping? And he said, I don't care who the sitting queen or king is. Money rules England. I rule England. And I want to rule another country. We're still paying for that. Like, he actually said, and this is a true quote, I want to rule another country. It's not the fact that he hated England or anything like that.
He's playing real-life Monopoly. Those families have played real-life fucking Monopoly. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. We can sit here and talk and bitch about it, but it's like...
There's nothing we can do about
it. We'll never be able to get to them because unless we have not even here in this country.
Unless we have super, unless we have superpowers, we can teleport directly in front of them and stab them in the neck. No, we can't do anything about it. Even if we did do that, it's just you're cutting the head off of a Hydra. Two will grow right in its place.
I mean, technically, wouldn't we need to be Time Lords at this point, too?
Not really. I mean, we can actually... So there's a theory that it only takes 5% of a population to cause a proper rebellion. And, like, the population of us was like, oh, yeah, if we get a few million going at it, you know, we can cause an actual rebellion. So there's a lot of... We can. But there's a lot of factors that people don't look into. Like, am I afraid of the military actually coming after us? Absolutely not. Because a lot of people in the military are a lot like us. They will not hurt a fellow American, period. They will not war with their own people, but they will war against the fucking government because the government's been the one breaking them down, turning them into psychopaths. It's just like if you beat a dog enough times, the dog will eventually fucking bite you.
I'm gonna bite you, you son of a bitch.
So I'm not afraid of that. What I'm afraid of are all of the political supporters. I'm afraid of individual militias being paid enough money to be sure that their lineage, period, not like great, 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 I mean, their lineage, their family bloodline is going to be sitting comfortably for the rest of eternity to come out and wipe us out one by one. That's what I'm afraid of, because people don't think about that. Like, oh, yeah, we can get, what, 3 million people up at the White House and blah, 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 and potentially take it over for, what, 2-3 months before, like, Marlboro and like, Walmart and all these bigger companies that have a lot of political lobbyists will pay independent fucking militias, not even of this country, to come in and wipe us out one by one, guerrilla warfare style, because they're better at it than we are. That's what I'm afraid of. That's exactly what would happen. Now, we would have, now,
do
me
you
knowing
not,
that
do
would
you
happen.
Not see what's happening at these borders and where all these, you don't see it. Have you been watching anything about it?
I haven't had the time to.
No.
We have.
I've been so fucking busy.
The biggest mass invasion is going on right now. They have absolutely opened their borders from Mexico. We are being flooded with, I mean, mostly mail. Mm-hmm. And that's what's scary. Now, the theory behind this is that this is new. This is Biden's army. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to take a bunch of people that are fleeing from the cartels, fleeing for their lives, and just barely getting by. And you're going to give them and what they always wanted, and that's to come to this place and live. These people are being given IDs at the border. They're taking their pictures, they're giving them cell phones, and they're taking and they're giving them IDs
yep.
at the border while they're sending these people in. That way, mm-hmm. when our military tries to protect us, it is a war crime because they are going against their own sovereign citizens.
So
this is Biden's fucking army. Now, whether it be to kill us or whether it be to outvote us is the question right now.
Now, here's the funny thing.
He's ready to fucking... That's... I'm sorry. I'm not going to keep...
Oh, no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't
goes along with it. No.
I don't go with political parties typically, but I'm seeing what's going on. It's not just Biden. It's whoever's behind that fucking agenda right now. And this is the same bullshit. It's just at a massive scale. Look at Clinton when the fucking Democrats were in office. He fucking allowed way more people to come into the country at that point in time yep. and started flooding it. And he left that fucking mess when he got impeached, right? Yep. This is just a fucking play. We're going to fuck this country up so bad that when the fucking other parties come in trying to clean it up, they're going to spend their whole time cleaning up what the fuck we did. All the while, the citizens are just sitting here like, does no one not, I'm, you know, you finally see the fucking pattern.
Yeah. Okay.
And we talk about it and
so
shit.
So here's the funny thing. All of us know that this has happened before.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And not with Clinton. Let me give you a little bit of a history lesson here. So whenever we were at the cusp of the Civil War, especially at the beginning, the South severely outnumbered the North. Now, we're all glad that the North won, obviously. But the North didn't win because of its sheer grit and determination. The North won because we were smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because that political party was very, very smart. Now, this is what they did. They noticed that immigrants from Ireland were coming in by the fucking boatloads. And so instead of, and of course, there were like, you know, they didn't see the Irish as citizens at the time.
They saw them as bodies. You're going to fight for your fucking freedom.
So when they got off the boat, this is a legitimate true fact. And I love that Gangs of New York got this so accurately. When they got off the boat, they went, look, here's a fucking income. All you got to do is join our army. Here's soup, here's bread, here's lice treatment, here's everything you've ever wanted.
Oh, they were pulling them in right off the fucking boat.
And all the men, every single man, signed the fucking name.
That's the police, too.
Yeah, they...
They took the Irish off there and said, you're angry, you're starving.
Yeah.
Go beat the shit out of this fucking guy, and we're going to give you money for it every day. Go beat the shit out of this. Your people, too. Is that they sent Irish people in to take care of themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
That was going to make it better.
That's a legitimate thing. People
this turning around and making you bite your, you know, hurt your own fucking people is killing me.
And the funny thing of it is that Irishmen and black people got so close, and nobody saw that whatsoever.
Well,
but
no,
they got
but
so
pit,
close.
But they pit black people and Irish people against each other.
They did
that
at
shit
first.
From the start. They did that shit from the start, just like they do now.
See, at first they did, but whenever underground gangs and, like, we're talking, like, underground gangs, mob, and pickpockets started happening, they started realizing that the regular person would look at Irish people and they wouldn't go, oh, you're a white man just like me. They go, you're a fucking mongrel. You're lower than a slave. And so they would have to make it themselves.
Yes.
And so they eventually started saying, hey, we're pretty much the same person. We're the same brother. We're both in this together. But now, if you look at it, people are like, oh man, Irish people are fucking racist. No. I mean, we're real, but we're not racist. If we look at a black, yeah, we're going to call a black guy a jigaboo.
I'm not gonna call a black guy a jigaboo.
Go to Ireland and be black. They're like, damn, you're a big jigaboo.
Hello, sir. How are you today? That's what I'm gonna say.
They are fucking real. All right?
You're racist.
By the way, Sierra's racist.
Fuck all of you.
Thinking that Captain Holt was the same guy.
I make one realization about something and I'm labeled a racist the rest of my fucking life because of these motherfuckers.
Well, could be a racist.
Jump on a mic, fucker.
There's a chair and two extra mics.
I don't want your microphone.
Please. I'm going to see if the drums stay up. Who's coming?
Apparently, Josh has a boo thing showing up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How you feeling, Ray? No, but the reason why I said the Time Lord thing because I think it'd be fun to be a Time Lord. I want to run around in a fucking TARDIS with a sonic screwdriver. I'd rather not. Why?
Realistically, here's an interesting question for everybody, and this is going to go along like par for the course. It's going to go along with everything. Trust me. If you could have a superpower,
oh.
Any superpower. One superpower. You can't be like, oh, I want to be Wolverine. No, he has multiple. All right. I want to be Deadpool. He has fucking multiple. One superpower. Any one. I want to know why, and I want to know a logical reason behind it.
Immortality. Simple.
Immortality?
Yeah.
Why?
So let me tell you a story about immortality. Here's the funny thing, is I love arguing against people's superpowers, and let me tell you why immortality would be one of the worst. So
I know why it would be one of the worst.
But
it's a very depressing existence.
Here, I'll put my legs down so you can scoot next to me.
And this is funny. I'll get to an immortality rant in a second. You'll laugh your ass off because I kind of want everybody to hear this.
I just thought it would be cool.
Oh, my fucking legs.
Okay, I'm going to have to share a microphone with Megan because I already...
Yeah. So if you want to be
everyone,
on it.
This is Megan.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, cool. Everybody. So, you two weren't in here, and I'm gonna ask, and Ray's already answered. I'm gonna ask a question. I want an honest answer from absolutely everybody, and I want to argue against it, just for fun. Realistically, I can also tell you the pros and cons because I'm a stupid idiot. I want to know what one, just one though. You can't say a superhero. I want to know what if I thought Chris was getting ready to fart into a microphone. I was like, it's unplugged. Do it to you the other one, but that one's yours from the rest of the year.
No, so
if you could have one superpower, one, what would it be? Ray's already answered immortality. I want to know everybody else's.
See, so I have a rebuttalment for immortality.
Uh-huh.
Why would you want to live forever when everybody that you love has already died?
Well, some people can actually push people away like that.
This is true, but I'm talking family, friends, you get to keep going, but everybody else around you is gone.
You can always make a new family. Let's be real. You can have infinite ones.
I guess that's true, but still,
I mean,
you know what? Fuck all of you. I'm gone.
You can have infinite. I mean, technically, your lineage never dies, even through DNA. So,
I mean, eventually, even when you're younger, people that you care about pass away.
And exactly.
You do eventually move on from it.
Right.
Friends I have that's fucking died that I was really close with. Yeah. Like, you do move on. It is human nature to just mentally move on from it. There's people in your life that has died you haven't even thought about. There's people that has impacted you so much of their death that you've gone years without thinking about it. At the time, it was painful. But just like the old quote is, time heals all wounds. That's what it means. So even living for immortality, I'm sorry, immortality on a pro level is great because I forgot what I did 2 days ago.
If time heals all wounds... then there should be no more of that seasoning left on the shelf. I'm just saying.
Fucking A.
Fuck off.
What about oregano? Does Alcohol's for the inside owies.
Ow!
I know, right? Coming from a former alcoholic, alcohol heals the inside boo-boos.
Ow.
I'm terrible. Anyways, superpower, not people. Don't trust me. Right. I went through kidney failure and everything after I quit. It was terrible. All right, so we heard Ray's. I'm going to go last because mine's a kind of a mind fuck one because nobody ever thinks about it.
I feel like you and I have had this conversation before, but I can't remember what yours
don't
was.
Don't fucking ruin it, bitch.
I just said I can't remember. Bro, I...
Not fuck. In a bad way, Chris. I'm just fucking with her. Don't worry.
You know, I think Chris
should
go.
Bitch, not in a bad way, though.
I think Chris should go because he's been so quiet.
I talk a lot, and this is actually how these kind of go, because whenever Chris speaks, it's always fucking gold. So he's saving it up.
You don't
want
to sit next to me? Fuck you, Chris.
I started feeling cramped.
Cramped.
Well, I guess I'll scoot. I'll scoot the fuck over.
So, Chris,
yeah, it's nice to meet
one
you.
Superpower.
I have no personal space.
What would it be?
Into the microphone, sir.
I just love this fucking.
Okay, so realistically, I have to ask, is that you or is that Chris?
That's Jim Carrey.
Oh, okay.
From the movie Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Uncultured swine, I swear to God.
No, I.
I'm not sure.
I
not
will.
Sure. You want to come back to it?
I will.
Yeah, because each superpower has its own, like.
Has a pro and con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like each superpower has its downfall, and the downfall is rather extreme.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? Single superpower. Just one.
I want to be able to fly. That's something I've always wanted to do without a fucking plane.
Fucking so glad you said that.
Shut up.
Okay. So, you want to have the ability to fly. Now, remember, there are physical limitations to your body.
Josh,
so
you
cannot fly faster than Mach 1.
The thing, yes, understood. Understood, but you do not think that if you were born with the ability to fucking fly, your body would not be acclimated to be able to handle speeds that break the sound barrier, even the light barrier. I mean, so, Captain Marvel limits where? Where were her limits, like, ever?
Okay, so
that would be the same thing with... that also ties into speed.
Yes. So
being super fast.
It's not that your body would be acclimated to it. It's that the laws of physics does not matter about your. Look at millions of years of evolutions of flighted birds. The fastest possible mile per hour that they could go is about 235 miles an hour, and that is when they're in a fucking nosedive and they're blind when that happens. And that's the Falcon. The whole thing with the Falcon Punch is that they fly at over 200 miles an hour and kill their prey by either viciously headbutting it or punching it. Fucking metal. But even then, they are blind because of how fast it's going. Their brain cannot perceive everything flying at them at that speed. Even if you're acclimated to it, even with millions of years of evolution, it's still not going to get to that point. That microphone is unplugged.
Microphone is not working.
Let me
my question
it. Let me
is, why does the, when I turn my mic off, why does the thingy stop?
Because since we're on split microphone cords, me and you both have to have our mics on at all times for both of
you to record. Ew. Oh, you guys are sharing.
Cord buddies.
Tunnel buddies.
Hi, bud.
What's up, Aiden?
Aiden's here. Anyways, all right, so you can turn that microphone on. Now you're live. I fixed it.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You get to have your own.
So, yeah, she's actually sharing a cord with Ray.
We're
so
having a vibrator.
Ray, if you ever want her to shut up, just turn your mic off. And I'll shut her line down as well.
He says, okay, good to know.
So the con to flying is that everybody has a physical limitation, even if millions of years of evolution. The pro of flying, though, is that you can fucking fly. Yay. You can fly at easily 115 miles an hour. Roads, you're on a designated path, and you have something called friction weighing you down. If you have flight friction, your 100 miles an hour will cover more ground than a... No, so the fucking
why
flight...
Why is that? And why is that? Because there's no curvature, is there?
Nope.
Exactly!
Wait, aren't you a flat earther? That'd be amazing if you are.
I'm not anything earthy. I'm grateful for the fact I can breathe here.
Wait, fair so enough. You're an alien?
Okay.
At one point in time, yeah.
I was when I went to Kuwait.
All aliens in a foreign land at some point.
I was.
Like when
I got shot for it too. So
when you go into the not female nice bathroom.
What was that?
Like when you go into the female bathroom.
I still go in there. I don't care.
All aliens in a foreign land.
You know why? Like, what are you doing in here? I'm like, I have a vagina. They can't tell me no because it's illegal for them to check
it's
me.
It's male.
Prove me wrong.
I'm transitioning. I'm switching to the dick team.
God damn it.
I don't apologize for my
humor.
I want
some of his penis too.
I don't apologize for my humor. Anyways, Megan, is that your name?
Yeah.
All right, sorry. I have a terrible memory. What would be yours? One superpower.
Invisibility.
Invisibility? Okay. Okay, so would you have to live somewhere warm? Because otherwise, I think it's going to be a little weird watching clothes just float around. Because you would have to be naked. And I don't mean that in a creepy way. But like that's my con to it. It's like you have to be somewhere warm. Because if you're in the wintertime and you're just walking around butt-ass naked, you're going to die. That's just how it is. You're going to die.
I would just like put clothes on sometimes, like just to freak people out.
I mean, yeah.
I would put on just like shoes.
that's where it'd be really cool to pull that right left right like kick us.
That's it.
It's when you're fucking bitch jacking my fucking shit.
I would walk around with a hat on my hand, so if somebody gets freaked out and tries to punch it, they don't actually punch me in the face. I can just start moving it around and shit too.
Now look, now that I can have a real conversation, because that's happened 1,000 times.
So real talk though, the pros on it, oh god, it's so much fun. I would fuck with so many people. I'd make so many people think their house is haunted.
Oh yeah.
Oh Jesus. That'd be like my favorite thing to do. I would just walk into people's houses and like start writing creepy shit on the mirror. But things are like vaguely fucking threatening.
If you are invisible, wouldn't the house already be haunted though? If you were in it?
Well, not like an apparent. Like, I'm talking about like.
You would be a ghost. You would still be a person.
Yeah, you'd still be a person. You'd still have. You'd just be invisible. You know, but like, ghosts don't have like a physical being or a physical body.
But what if we're ghosts to a different fucking dimension?
That's actually a theory.
Since this house is anchored into the earth and it draws some kind of an energy. What if we're just sharing this conduit? And there's like 30 people in this room right now, and we're only seeing like 4. How many people are in this room?
There's seven people in this
Learn
room.
Learn how to count!
Seven.
Now, DJ, aren't you the one who said that if you ever died, you were going to, like, misplace some of the most random shit in mine and Chris's house just to fuck with us?
Absolutely.
Possibly.
Like, take the batteries out of the remote.
Off Chris's tank when it ain't watching.
No, I'm going to take one battery out of your remote just to be slightly annoying.
I would put the milk back in the fridge with no lid.
Oh, please don't.
I'd put the milk in the freezer.
Just
why? Because I want the argument between you two. Y'all be blaming the kids and shit. Not thinking the house is haunted, and I'm just fucking with you.
No, at that point, we would know that it was you fucking with us.
Oh, I would fuck
like,
with
that's
your,
shit DJ
I would
would
fuck
do.
With your food.
Oh,
not,
absolutely.
But not in the way you think.
Oh, no.
like when you turn around to go play your...
You too,
like, after you get done with that final stir, when you turn around to go get the plates to plate it up, I'm going to go and put just a bit more salt in there. Not too much.
Just slightly more salt.
To fuck with you.
Just enough for you to not enjoy the meal. And I'm going to do that every single meal.
I hope every meal for the rest of your life is just a little bit too salty.
And then when you move, I'm going to hop into the U-Haul with you.
But I'm going to sit in the middle. And I'm not going to sit on the end. I'm not going to sit in the passenger seat. I'm going to sit in the middle. Just on the fucking hump.
Just right there.
Just late chin all tucked into my legs and shit. What about you? What's your superpower?
Time travel.
You want time travel? Okay, yeah. forward or backwards?
Both.
Okay, so...
I would want to be a Time Lord. I already said this once.
No. Time travel is probably one of the worst superpowers to have. Not to like dishearten you, because there's the multiverse theory. You could fuck something up so bad.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm going to go back and kill Hitler. That could fuck it up.
You gave Hitler, you come back and give Hitler a vagina, and he fucking won after that.
Yeah, shit. Exactly.
That's all he was missing was that vagina. And
look,
he
I'm gonna take those since we're talking about Hitler, I'm gonna take those pineapples with me.
But it's
shit. Earlier.
This is the joke in our time. You're gonna get it right now.
Well, one of the theories about going back and killing Hitler is that he was such an influential character back then in Germany that the entire country would actually rise up in unison over their. Over their lord dying. Now, even if it's like, well, why don't you go back and kill him when he was a baby? Okay, so there's certain things that he did that I'm not defending Hitler here. Hitler is a terrible fucking human being. The absolute worst. But he did economize Germany by making their own currency. So that way they didn't have to worry about currency for other countries. And he did bring them out of a third world. So if you were to kill him, Germany would still be in a third world. We wouldn't have certain guns. We wouldn't have certain cars. We wouldn't have certain fucking medicines.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have vaccines.
We would not have blood.
There's so much shit that we wouldn't have to what we have today. Now, eventually, would it be made by chance probability? Absolutely.
We would not have poop porn.
Okay, like, that existed before him.
We can take back.
German dungeon
like,
porn.
Is there any way we can do this time travel thing where we can get rid of poop porn?
Can somebody not break my dad's condom? But the caveat to that is that I'm also an agent of chaos. I'd love to have time travel because I want to see what would happen. I wouldn't do back and do something like I'm kill Hitler. I'm going to go back and like stab a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the eyeball with a knife and leave it there.
You'll never come back after your first trip.
Well, see, I just want to see if they. I want to see if they dig it up and like, why was there a knife in there? I want to fuck up history on a small scale. I just want to pose more questions than answers. Like, that's what I would do. I would really fuck... Like, I would bury the most random shit, like a Magic the Gathering card. And so when they dig it up, it's like, what the fuck? Just little shit like that.
Nerd! I'm just fucking
Shut up, I love that card.
You know I love you!
I know, I love that game. Fucking 23-year-old veteran. But... okay, so we got...
I think it'd be fun.
Have you thought about it, Chris?
Come be a Time Lord with me.
You know, that would be pretty cool.
So time travel?
Yeah.
All right, time travel. That's still.
Can we have a magical TARDIS like in Doctor Who?
So it's much like a Futurama where you're going to be time traveling with your wife for all eternity kind of thing? Or would you go back in time and smack your younger self at the altar? Like, I don't know, like, I don't know what your plans are.
Look, we didn't have an actual wedding, so there was no altar. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I mean, being a Time Lord.
Yeah, that does sound
I would just keep going back until I'm happy.
So, I have to say mine.
Like, damn, I fucked it up. I'm going to go back and, yeah.
Molecular manipulation.
I always feel funny.
Would have to be mine. Or the power of persuasion, but molecular manipulation. If you want to get like superficial with
so
it.
So like atoms?
Atoms, kind of molecules, because everything is made up of atoms, molecules, and carbon. If I can manipulate that to my will, I can make cheeseburgers out of the fucking, just out of air.
Yes.
And the air will automatically replenish itself.
Right, so technically your power would be creation.
Molecular manipulation, mainly because I could also make myself fly by being weightless, but still having the... form and body of myself.
So by giving yourself that power, you're giving yourself every power.
Exactly.
Mr. Manhattan then?
Mr. Manhattan
then?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Think more Adam Eve from The Invincibles.
I gotcha.
So I wouldn't use it just to be a god. I would use it for random shit. Because I'm forgetting shit all the fucking time. If I'm working on something, like, god damn it, where'd I put the screwdriver? That, fuck it. Boop. And I would just make one. I would not use it for good. I would use it for small inconveniences.
Nothing
fucking major.
I would
get myself a new car. It'd be like, oh shit, I need to replace that tire.
You know the downfall to that, right?
Done.
You'd be such a fucking pack rat.
Oh god, dude. I'd have like 1,000 Pop-Tarts. Just because I could.
I mean,
end world hunger, and I would not.
I mean, it would make a pretty awesome party trick. Like, hey, you want to see this? And just Make something appear.
Exactly. I wouldn't hide it. I would make everybody afraid of me. Like, oh my God, the government's going to take him over. I'd be like, you're all snakes
now.
Yeah,
it's whatever your
mind. But not good ones.
It's whatever your mind goes to.
Your son has a question.
What's up, Aiden? Okay, so yes, but it wouldn't be alive because I wouldn't be able to manipulate like a circulatory system. Yeah, I could make them, but let's face it, buddy, I don't know shit about anatomy. Like, I know where like body parts are, but like I know where they would go.
You might have a tail coming out between the eyes.
Well, see, I would make like dead dogs because I don't know how to make them alive.
Maybe like 3 times. I mean, if you made a dead dog, then we could pull, like, a Frankenweenie. Is that what it
has? No. Okay, so on the topic of superheroes, I have two favorite superheroes. One's very well known, and that's Spawn. I have a lot of them that are different. The second one is not very well known, and if you know him, I fucking love you. And I shit you not, look up the superhero. His name is Dog Welder Man.
I've heard that name, but I think it's from you and I having conversations.
He welds dead dogs to people's faces. That's nice. It's not a power, it's just a tradesman skill.
That's metal as fuck.
But imagine if he's going in there, like, imagine him going against the fucking Joker, because it's a DC comic. And the Joker's like, oh, you're here to fix the door? Thank you. And he's just getting a fucking Cocker Spaniel welded to his forehead. Fuck Batman, I would be Dog Welder Man. He dies, by the way. Like, he dies like six fucking comic books in. He's dead. But because he's just a dude.
Who?
Oh, God. Aiden likes Homelander from The Boys.
I have not watched
The Boys. I've not watched that yet.
I've seen one episode and I'm... Bleh.
Look, he's over here grinning like, yeah, I know about that show.
It's like every single superhero movie put into one TV show, but the superheroes are fucking dicks and their assholes.
Like, yes.
Completely.
I saw that first one.
No, like the first one is supposed to be Aquaman.
Yes.
Forces himself onto...
He's a rapist. Yeah, he's a complete fucking douche. Yeah. Yes.
He's a fish rapist.
A fish rapist.
Oh.
I mean, technically, if he's like controls the fish, doesn't that mean he just comes by and like jizzes on their stomach and walks away? Because that's what fish do. They don't actually have sex. Like, fish actually just lay eggs and male fish come by and jizz on them and walk away.
I wonder if you could distract Aquaman if he was trying to rape you. Wait, you're doing it wrong.
I can distract Aquaman fucking easily if he's trying to rape me. I'd like it. I'd start enjoying it. I'd wrap my legs around him. Oh. I'd make him not like it.
Oh, my God.
Right. I feel like that's something you do.
Yeah, no, I'm... And I probably also poop, too, so it's like...
You're going to get so many emotions by trying to fuck me, you're not even going to want to fucking do it.
You're going
to
marry me at the end of this. You're going to
fuck me. I'm going to make you so miserable, you're going to marry me.
I'm going to call you in the morning. Mr. Menthol's anti-rape tricks. Call him in the morning. Oh my God. That's so terrible. Oh, my God. I love it. I don't apologize for my humor. It's a joke, people.
What did I say earlier?
It's not a dick. Don't take it so hard.
The little one come in here with some like welding like dark pit vipers, and I was like, damn, save some little boys for Joe Biden, motherfucker.
My son's sitting on the floor in the corner like, what did I get myself into? Nothing yet.
I'm sitting over here like, what the fuck did I walk into?
You need to come and speak into a microphone,
sir. You're
the one
who decided to show up late.
Come on.
No, if he doesn't want to, he'd...
Okay.
I can just yell across the room.
Okay!
I can yell louder.
I love you. Don't be mad at me.
We're connected to a speaker, buddy. You don't want me to... You don't want the smoke. I'll deafen us all.
Bro, this piece is...
Why don't you utilize this at the house? Like, instead of having to scream across the house, just be like... Gently whisper into the fucking...
Gently whisper through the vents.
Just, no, but I've thought about putting an intercom in, like a wireless intercom system in my house.
I can like, see it.
Just hit my phone, be like, boop, I need me a sandwich. Yes,
Candy, hot pocket!
I need the poop bucket now! All that gaming sesh... Bring the bucket and some wipes.
Gross.
Can of corn.
Gross.
Can of corn and I'll be fine. Can of corn.
Oh, fuck.
Doritos and Mountain Dew now.
I love you, Joey Diaz.
My son over there said, I want telekinesis.
That'd be cool.
So to control other people or just control objects?
Or to be able to talk to them.
You know what?
Why do I have a feeling you wouldn't use it for practical shit? You would, like, try to throw fire.
That would be
like you're trying to pick up a flame. It's just like, ah, fuck it. Pick up a flaming log and throw it at somebody.
Teenage boy.
Oh. Why?
Like a dumpster.
I'm not judging you, sweetheart. I promise.
Can you put the person in the trash can and then throw it? Okay.
Oh, okay, then we're fine.
Denise is just purely out of teenage angst.
We're just going to throw a motherfucker.
Dude, masturbation is going to be so on point. You're going to get the real stranger.
I think Candy needs something. She just messaged me asking if we were doing the podcast. I said yes. She goes, shit, okay.
Whoops.
I think she needs
Let me see if she's messaged. No, she hasn't messaged me, so.
Oh.
That's fine. No, but seriously, like, even with superpowers, like, we all wish that we could have them, but we all actually have amazing superpowers as we sit. Like, the fact that we have the keys to this kingdom is a fucking superpower, because by nature, we should be dead. If one fucking bear walked into this room right now, if we didn't have anything to defend ourselves with, we're fucked.
Even if we did have things to defend ourselves.
We're still...
If a bear breaks in here, I'm throwing the boy at him.
Sorry,
sacrificing the oldest.
Sacrifice!
I don't know. I feel like there's enough people in here that can take it.
Like a Kodiak? No.
No, but like, you know, black bear.
You didn't... What's a fucking black bear? It's 110 pounds. I'm going to kick it in the balls. Like...
You say
I
that.
I say that until
you
I run
say
into
that
one,
until the razor sharp claws are come swinging at you.
Look, fuck all of y'all. If a bear comes in, my ass is curling up in the fetal position over here in the out corner. The like, we fuck go. You guys.
No, I'm going to try to shake it with the drumstick.
I can see Ray just jumping on his back, and Aiden's over there like, don't hurt the good boy. Okay, I'd be the dumb one that's like, don't hurt the friend. If it's not for pets, why is it friend-shaped? It is not friend-shaped. Polar bears are fucking terrifying. Like, if a polar bear to walk in here, no, none of us are living.
You know, fun fact, I found out recently that my husband is obsessed with polar bears.
Are you, sir?
Polar bears are metal as fuck.
They are metal as fuck.
So are orcas.
Right. I can agree. They fucking kill sharks and shit.
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
Have you seen the way?
No, I was talking about my son. I have a DNA thing in my brain where I automatically ignore my son. So what'd you say?
Chris was like, polar bears are so metal. And I'm just like, why? Because their fur's white.
He said, because they're white.
Damn.
Broke.
My son coming in with that fire.
They're so metal that they're actually the opposite of what everything is in this room.
What, white?
No, I'm talking. We're all wearing black. You fucking
okay. I was about to say, like, we're all pretty much pasty face.
We're all metal. We're all dressed in a little metal here, but that's why polar bears are more metal. They'll fucking kill you, and they don't have to look dressed in all black.
Now, an interesting fact about a polar bear is that in the wild, like if you're in the Arctic and you see a polar bear, that means it's been hunting you for at least for a mile. And
right.
It's already too late.
Oh yeah.
Like, even if it's like
they'll
400
smell,
feet
they'll
away,
smell
oh,
you for miles
you
away.
You might as well just accept your death at that point. Way.
Yeah, you like
that's most bears though.
That's most bears, but polar bears are more are better at it. See, if you see one, even if it's a football field away,
yeah,
leave immediately because it's faster than you think. It can run faster than you can, and it has way more stamina. Guaranteed.
Well, you drop me in a cold place like that, it's gonna find me froze to death. So either it's going to eat me hot or it's going to eat me cold.
Well, not even that. They're actually starting to come
also,
in.
Also, every single year.
They're starting to come into where? Indiana?
Every single year, mind you, in the Arctic, they do a 40-mile fucking swim just to get back to land. Right. So they can find their hibernation.
And real talk, spot. They're actually starting to be more and more popular on like mainland Canada and whatnot because of everything melting. They're having less and less hunting grounds. And so now they're coming here and actually fucking mating with brown bears. And it's something called a ghost bear. Look it up. They're fucking amazing. They're beautiful. But they're also...
gnarly as fuck.
Gnarly. Because think about just having both the fucking crackhead determination of a brown bear or grizzly bear and a polar bear. Holy crap. It's so, Ted Bundy with claws is essentially what it is.
I was going to say Donnie Thornberry.
Nothing is equal to Donnie Thornberry.
A little bit more control and concentration. That's why we went with, yeah. That one guy DJ said, Ted Bundy. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Bundy.
You know what? If that ever made its way down here, I'm not saying it would, but if it ever found its way down here, I'm pretty sure your dad would come out and be like, breaking out the Ma Deuce.
We're going to have a lot of rugs to model on.
Because let's face it, my father would be the only person like, no, I'm going to befriend it. He would domesticate a polar bear just because it's one of those like,
the get mask.
He doesn't show fear to fucking anything. So it's just like polar bear comes up, he's like, oh, what's up? And it's not going to be like, oh, it's prey. It's going to look at my dad like, oh, you're soulless. It's going to leave. Or be its friend. Oh, he has that weird power. I can't be like that. If I see a polar bear, I'm running. I'm going to be terrified. I'm going to be running and covering.
Chase.
Oh, I know. And it's going to kill me.
At least, okay, well, then why put the effort in?
Because
just do it.
Because I'm going to be naked and I'm going to have a butt plug in. And I want there to be questions.
I'm already fully convinced. I want to go see, like, the things that, and not even wild animals. I want to see, like, skinwalkers and shit like that. And if one happens to corner me and kill the shit out of me, I don't give a fuck if any of y'all fucking know about it. At least I was fucking right.
I was going to say at least.
Now kill me.
At least we know it didn't go unraped. Like, that's why you got. That's why you died.
What?
If I know I'm going like, to die, like if you meet a skinwalker, you're going to rape it. For whoever.
Depending on what it looks like.
Okay. That's actually another interesting question. I'm sorry, Chris. What'd you say?
I said if I know I'm going to die, like if something or somebody is going to kill me, I'm not going to make it easy for them.
Hey, don't be punching like, shit going with those, to regret especially it. Not people.
Okay, put the brat
like, down, son. Like if I end up getting eaten alive by like a polar bear or something, just know that I'm going to break that wind. Like if a polar bear were to come in here right now, grab every single piece of glass I can, and then just start.
You're going to make it burn its calories.
No, I'm going to make the polar bear ingest it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm going to die. I'm going to get eaten alive, but at the same time.
You're just going to make it as metal as possible.
Imagine what that polar bear is going to go through once it has to.
Eat glass and stuff?
No,
he said he's going to make the polar bear eat glass.
No, I'm going to cover myself in glass.
He's going to make it, like, super metal is what it sounded like to me.
Like, if a polar bear were to break through the window right
this
now.
This is the most metal way to die. I'm showing you right now.
Hi, baby. Yeah, I know. Words are hurtful.
Don't take them.
Don't lose the pieces. That's what I was trying to get out. Don't lose the pieces. God.
Yeah, so if a polar bear were to like bust through the window right now, I would instantly go to the window where all the glass shatter would be and everything. So that way, when the polar bear is eating me, it's also eating the glass.
But in other words,
imagine
too,
having to pass all that glass through your fucking colon and everything like that.
Here's my thought process, too, though. Like, so a polar bear is busting through the glass. Why would you run towards the glass?
No, we're talking about, like, if it went came in through and just into the room. Like, Chris is talking about busting a window to get handfuls of glass. Not like if it's busting through the glass.
No, he just said if the polar bear came through the window. Oh, why would you run towards the window where the polar bear is?
Okay, deja vu. I know.
Why would you not run the opposite direction?
If we get to the point where there's polar bears breaking into fucking houses on a regular,
we're already fucking dead.
We are fucked. We have done something wrong.
Hi, Maggie.
I have had this conversation before.
So, and that brings up another interesting question. Hi, Maggie. There's a doggie in here. She's a good girl. But if do you guys, like, I know everybody here probably has the general same consensus, but, and I have to ask just a broad question, and I want to know, like, everybody's answer is, I'm thinking that everybody's answer is going to be the same. And this is really just a test for my brain. Does everybody in this room believe in cryptids?
Oh, yes.
So, like,
yeah. For sure.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So, yeah. What's your favorite, and why do you think it? And why do you think it exists?
Your son just asked what a cryptid was.
So we're talking like Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot. Right.
I literally just asked Tony this question earlier today.
Really?
The same fucking question.
Mothman. Nice.
The guy that steals
The guy that steals
might be a skinwalker.
Catalytic converters down the street.
For sure. So
just because it's creepy cool to see something that can
change shapes. It's not that.
He gets
that,
it fast and gets it done.
He's a skinwalker.
No one ever sees him.
Okay, so
guys are still DJ. Guys are still catalytic converters. They're cryptids, right?
Fuck yeah, they are.
No one ever sees them do shit.
You never see them, but catalytic converters come up missing.
Exactly.
Unless, of course, you're in your underwear and you have in that one guy in the video when he ran out with that axe. Oh yeah. Yes, Aiden, you have your hand raised like it's class.
They got the mange or something? Okay. No, you're right.
Okay, so, and that's interesting about the skinwalkers. Here's a funny thing about them. So we all know about skinwalkers, you know, whether it be the deer kind or the fleshless kind or whatever. There's too many stories in history of the exact same story of the exact same shit happening for it to not be conceivably real. And this is from different parts of the world. It's the same thing with Bigfoot. There's different parts of the world. And this is before mass media, social media, anything like that. But it's always the exact same story. Has anybody ever anybody ever sit down and actually think about that? Like, it's easy to think about the Loch Ness Monster because it's in one place. But they've never found it. But a skinwalker or a rake, they're
everywhere.
Fucking
everywhere. They could be anywhere.
Everywhere. You hear stories from Washington, Canada. I mean, technically speaking, the Chupacabra is real because they've caught them. And it's just the mighty Jolo dog and a coyote interbreeding. And they get this little fucked up skin. And that's what people perceived as a chupacabra. It's a different breed of canine now. But they're real. Like, for years, we're like, oh, chupacabras ain't real. No, they fucking are. Like, it is confirmed. So I'm like, no, there's real fucking cryptids out there. Bigfoot is real. You cannot disprove it. You can't prove it either. But in my mind, it's real.
No, so, Bigfoot's real.
Bigfoot's definitely real.
Bigfoot's fucking real.
Bigfoot's definitely.
Hang on.
So, Bigfoot.
I think real. Maggie has something to say real quick.
Interesting.
That's all.
So a skinwalker, right?
Beautifully
like,
put.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what they go back and tell their buddies, like, after they, like, take the skin of a human? They probably walk, like, I'm a human, look at me, and that, you know what I'm saying? They go back and tell their fucking friends about it?
Are you talking about how, like, we do with, like, with the fucking Chinese look?
Racist.
Son over there, mom, a 30-year-old named Jeremy. Okay, so I could never be a skinwalker in that light because I'd fucking roast people way too well. Like, how the fuck you gonna pick anybody and you choose the ugliest motherfucker out there? Like, I could not be a fucking skinwalker. I would die. Like, I would get killed by the other skinwalkers. Like, you could have picked anybody and you chose to be this fat, ugly woman. Like,
self-sacrifice.
Oh, did she hit a cable?
No, she's all right.
Okay.
So it's good girl. So like I thoroughly believe in werewolves, not as in a lycanthropy change into it, blah blah blah. But I think in the wild, there's years and years and years of breeding, and there's too close of breeding. There's a lot of interbreeding. I believe that werewolves can exist in a sense that they are also mistaken for Bigfoot. It sounds weird, but hear me out.
No, it does not sound weird at all.
No, because I could see.
Because wolves are incredibly intelligent creatures. You won't see a wolf. You will not see a wolf pack if you're being hunted by it. Until you can't tell anybody. You're going to get eaten, period. So a werewolf at a larger size with a larger brain capacity could effectively hide from absolutely everybody and never be seen.
Well, yeah, it turns into a human.
Become Batman, hide in the shadows is what a werewolf does, apparently. 14-year-old logic.
Yes. Do you have any dogs of your own?
I have to pee.
It's going to take longer than that. Werewolves are really cool. The concept, and I mean, it's hard to disprove it, really. It's not because you haven't seen it, so it's hard to disprove. You can just easily go along with, like, yeah, I don't believe in it because I haven't seen it, but it's also really hard to disprove it.
I really love about that. It's American Wolf of London.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Didn't you just show that one to Bubby not long ago?
That's one of the best creature features ever fucking made. I don't care what anybody says. Okay, but at the time when American Werewolf in London was made, because I mean they shared like the creature features moving. Exactly, that was the best like, part
because it's textured and the way they have it set up, it keeps fucking moving.
You do,
yeah.
The bricks are kind of moving.
No, the fucking like, foam. I keep looking at it, and it's like moving.
I'm not getting any visuals. I'm just like stupid fucking.
it's working. DJ is done urinating.
And I'm back.
Dude, your son is fucking breaking me tonight.
Shout out to my son. Help me with a sulk. Hi, Maggie.
Neat.
I love that fucking kid. I really do.
I start crying like multiple fucking times because it's so fucking funny.
My house was absolutely fucking destroyed, and it has been because of depression and shit. And like, yeah, he's over there in like succession because like this morning I ran into his room and I was like, "Did you take your meds yet?" And he went, "No." I went, "Good. Here's some energy drinks. We gonna get shit done.
Clean."
No, we.
I don't
I
care what direction.
Down the liquid cocaine.
No, I know.
Yeah, like we got shit done today. Because I needed that energy from him, not that. And he just fucking. He just went on and did it. He did 80% of it. Like I did the mopping and some of the scraping, but.
When you mopped,
supervisor I've ever met in my life.
When you were mopping, did you have "I Need a Hero" playing?
What was that?
When you were mopping, did you have "I Need a Hero" playing?
Oh, Bonnie Tyler? No, it wasn't that kind of mopping.
Damn.
It wasn't furious mopping. It was calculated.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think we had like "Slaughter to Prevail" and fucking.
Yeah, Viking.
Yeah. Some metal mopping.
You really like
more fitting.
Viking man, then don't you?
Why are
no,
you
No, I'm not getting you a set of brass knuckles for Christmas.
Oh, why are you playing with brass knuckles?
Just let's not be too hasty. Let me tell you the reasons why. They're a good paperweight. That's the first reason.
He would use them. I have full confidence he would take him to school.
Okay.
And I would have to bail him out.
Cross-legged or with my feet up, otherwise I feel like
I still got another set.
I don't know.
Aiden's in the corner. He just straight up went fuck around and find out. No,
Aiden found illegal weaponry, brass knuckles.
Those came from
actually,
you.
Yeah, those are not.
As long as they're considered.
Oh, so is that what you're going to tell the police too?
Okay, so no. Brass knuckles are illegal in Indiana, but. As long as they're marketed as novelty items, they are not illegal.
Well,
which means that if they are not customized to your hand, you're fine.
That little hole on them, that little hole makes them a belt buckle.
Yeah. Right
there. So that's how you get that loophole. So, nah, man, I beat the shit out of them with a belt buckle. Well, that looks awfully like, look, it's a belt buckle. Hey, I mean, fuck. It's got a hole in it.
So I've hit somebody with brass knuckles on before, and by the way, I broke my fucking pinky doing it.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, but you broke them on some stuff too. That's the effect.
Honestly, I think I would have done more damage without them on because that was just impact damage. Like if I would have just left it off, I wouldn't have hesitated with the follow up through the punch because it broke my pinky inwards. It could have been better, is what I'm saying. Like if I had just a bare hand.
Those are for topical damage.
Yeah, those are for instant,
not deep wounding.
On, like how they're.
Yeah, I had those, like notchy
actually,
ones.
Like, actually, like, trying to fight with these, it's
going
to
hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm already getting hurt if I'm fighting. I'm just saying.
No, that, like if for, like, self-defense, abso-fucking-lutely. But if I'm just getting into a scrap with somebody that I don't like, I'm not using brass knuckles. I'm just going to use my hands.
I'm
might as well.
I'm going to use brass knuckles, and we'll make sure that I don't fucking have to deal with them again.
So, I don't fight fair, but I believe in a fair fight. If I knock somebody the fuck out, I leave them. Or I roll them into the recovery position. I don't kick them while they're down. I don't jump on top of them. That's so stupid. That can go from an assault to a murder really quick.
I was going to say, I feel like kicking them while they're down is a pussy move anyways.
What was that?
Give him some beef stew for the road. Exactly. Well, they will, because that guy got charged for farting into tacos at Taco Bell before he fucking served them to people. So if I knocked the guy out and huddled, hovered over his face and busted ass, like, they'd get me on something.
Okay. I would say, how would that go on to a police report?
You're trying to gas somebody. Methane.
I got a question. I got a question for everybody. And this is going to be a really funny question. And don't be shy about answering it. I just want to know, it's going to be multiple choice. When you do it, if you do that, if you blow beef in somebody's face.
Blow beef.
Two questions.
That has two meanings.
Pants or no pants?
That's sexual assault with no pants.
Cheek spread or nah?
Both sexual assault.
Cheek spread or nah, and pants or no pants? I want to know. How deep are we getting into this?
So if he cheeks are spread with the pants on,
okay,
it's not sexual assault. No pants. Clearly, once the pants come off, it's a whole different ballgame. Okay,
Megan's over here ready to answer.
Why would you not just go all the way?
Right. Spread the cheeks. Yeah. I mean, might as fucking well. No pants has cheeks spread.
You're gonna take it right up the nostrils. All of it.
I like how this question, all of the questions I've asked, I like how this question has the most conversation behind it.
Because tell me you did not have not ever thought about farting on a motherfucker after you whipped their ass.
Oh, no, I'm with Megan on this one. I'm totally dropping trowel, spreading as hard as I can till it hurts.
You have to squat and get...
Oh, yeah, squat, definitely. It's getting...
You're going to poop. Play it simple. You ain't going to fart. You're going to poop.
Like, I'm going to speckle them.
That's shark. A whole that new charge altogether once you poop on somebody. I promise you that.
Look, they're leaving with pink eye, whether they like it or not.
Just get that cunt hair away from the nose.
And that goes all the way back to, if I know I'm going to die, I'm not going to make it pleasant for the person or thing killing me.
I'm curious, Ray. Pants, no pants, spread or not spread?
Full send.
Full send. All right, we got another full. Yeah. Oh, I'm spackling
him. Zook.
Definitely. And with my fucked up digestive system, it may be liquid coming out.
Gross.
I mean, there's already going to be a charge on there, so.
Oh. And you're going to get it for murder. You're going to take your murder.
So, like, I like Chris's
logic. I'm going down, I'm going to fucking go down.
See, I kind of, like, I would gladly register as a sex offender for that, because they're going to ask, like, why? I knocked a dude out, I spread my butt cheeks, and I pooped on him.
I think when you go door to door, you fart, get a chance full to explain,
fucking
too.
Shit. I'm explaining that, and I want them to see the, I'll have it's paperwork like, stating, like, that's why, and they're going to look at me and go, ha! Okay, yeah, you're not a sex offender.
Like, why are you a sex offender? I told a dude if he wouldn't shut up, I was going to shit on him.
And so we're
he
here.
Shut shat up. On him.
So
and I now we're here.
Him. I love how you're so straight faced explaining this.
You'd probably be friends with everybody in the neighborhood too. Like, you know what? I hate that shit too.
I just want to say
everybody
that
would have me
like
on
the
speed
weirdest
dial.
Conversation I've ever had with people that I've never met before.
Hi,
the cops. I'm so sorry.
Hi, I'm Ray.
Do you realize how scarce the police would be in this area?
Like, I like.
I just like how he was explaining it.
If I had to go around, like, house to house explaining that to people, if I got put on a list for shitting on somebody.
I just like how you were so straight-faced. Like,
yeah.
Because
the whole entire block would know. They would know exactly where I fucking live. And they would know that I'm crazy.
Fuck around, get
enough,
shit on.
That if they try some shit.
Go get some shit.
Exactly.
Some shit, go be some shit.
Fuck with me and I'll go full capuchin on you. I'll just start hawking it. Handfuls at a time. I
even
keep a
if
bag.
I don't poop on you, something's going to happen.
I keep a bucket by the door with a ladle in it. Like, fuck around and find out. God damn, why do we talk like this?
You know, James Brown said, I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Like, realistically, if somebody were to break in right now, it'd be the weirdest fuck up. It's like, I don't think we'd all, like, I think all of us are more prone to psychological damage than physical damage.
What's up, buddy? As soon as they walk in, like, one what's up? Us.
Like, yeah, one of us. Sarah, go get the Vaseline real quick.
They're going to leave. By the time they leave, they will have found Christ. I guarantee it.
Like, I was a believer.
Do you have to get mass Jesus too?
Make sense of it. I broke into the wrong house.
You know what, DJ? There's a banjo right behind you.
There fucking is a banjo right behind you. I'm tossing it to you. Play the music. Aiden, start getting weird.
Do you want me to grab the gimp mask while I'm at it?
Wait, you have a gimp mask? You have a gimp mask? You're just now telling me this?
We have
there's
a
no
mask?
One here, so don't get too excited.
Look, he said something about the Vaseline. I just...
You got to use Vaseline to get the gimp mask
the Vaseline,
on? Is it necessary?
But the gimp mask. Like, I'm curious, too.
Do you have one?
It's in your bedside drawer.
Go get that. I want to try it on.
Yeah, I want a gimp mask.
I don't care about the history or where it's been. Let me just try it on.
I want to go to work in it. Like, unzip it every time I got to speak. Zip. Welcome.
Maybe can I borrow it, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not saying where I work.
We'll go visit your neighbor. not this neighbor, the one next to that one.
I totally
go get it. What the fuck are you just sitting here for?
I totally fuck with...
We really don't have one.
Okay, you really? Okay.
No.
I'd really fuck with Tony with a gimp mask on. Like, you have no fucking clue. Like,
oh, does he? I would fucking love it. You know what? That's the one that I would do safely because I know he's not going to call the cops on me.
Doesn't your dad have one?
Yeah, my dad's got a gimp mask.
Well, let's call that man right now. I know it's awkward. If I ask him, he'll probably give it to us, DJ.
I know. Just show up into his bedroom and be like, hey.
He's just going to look at you and say, quit fucking talking about what I got.
He's going to wake up seeing all of us just staring over him.
Hey, Dave Senior.
I love
Cult style.
That not a single person in the fucking room looked at me like, how do you know that? They're just like, yeah, he probably does.
I don't give a fuck if you're rifling through your parents' shit. You're a kid. I assume you're doing that.
It's because almost everybody in this room knows your dad.
Yeah, very true. Aiden, don't go through my shit in my room.
I've also heard many stories of you talking about your dad wanting to pull out the gimp mask.
Yeah, he actually has it as a gag gift. You went to my room, didn't you?
Maybe.
You saw a lot of things that made you feel uncomfortable, didn't it?
Mainly good, but yes.
Mainly good, but yeah.
I know what's in my room.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, I'm afraid that it would actually be a crime if I were to talk to you about it right now, so I'm not going to. We'll talk about this later. So, this isn't something that should be recorded, okay?
I'm an innocent child over here with brass knuckles.
You're not innocent whatsoever. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, boy. You can quote old Greg with me. You're not innocent.
I've never seen that before.
You've never seen
old Greg? Seen old Greg?
I don't know if I'm missing anything or not.
Do you want to drink Bailey's from a shoe? And
you want to go to a club, people wee on each other?
I've been that drunk, and I am Irish, so.
Do you want to see my watercolors?
It just depends. Are you talking make about a bloody poop after Chipotle or?
No, that means that you're just making your pants look like the Japanese flag. So if you're wearing tighty whities and you eat Chipotle, you're going to make a Japanese flag. The one red spot.
Hey, Ray.
The screaming
there's another
shit.
Child ashtray up there.
There's another ashtray up there.
So you don't have to keep standing up. But that was above you.
Okay, but I can't see that one.
Well, now you're. Now still you're
out of sight, out of mind. So.
Well, now you're aware that it's there.
No, I still forgot exactly where it's at.
So, like,
my brain is not at full.
Lieutenant Dan,
mine's not either.
Ice cream, Lieutenant Dan.
You okay over
you're
there?
You're not even paying attention to me, and I'm offering you. Now you look, motherfucker. Take this.
You got it.
Hi, how are you? You're like so gone. Hey,
need another piece of paper, Chris?
You okay there, buddy?
Are you trying to keep him up all night?
Yes.
No, fuck you don't.
Yeah, at the same time. What
time is it?
It's not a good question.
12:47. Time's closer, Chris.
12:47. Yes, 12:47.
Shit, it's early.
It is early.
Oh, that was a chair.
So for some odd reason, I was thinking it was like
3-4
o'clock in the morning.
No, it's not that late.
Go ahead.
My kids are going to sleep hard tonight.
Oh, so are mine.
Then yes. You
sleep hard. So am I.
I wonder if Waylon's okay. still awake. Probably.
I'll do this with you. I don't plan on going home
no?
with anything.
You think he's out?
Oh, I know. I've been up there a few times. He's been out this whole time.
7, 6, and 3. Yeah, I'm surprised he's sleeping through all that.
Is Waylon up there asleep?
Yeah, that's what we were just Waylon talking about.
Wow. Waylon's
out too? Yeah.
You know what? They take after you. They take after you.
They take after him for sure.
Yeah, Shiloh, Alice, and Sophie up there.
Well, at least the girls were keeping Sophie occupied.
Sophie might be close to sleeping too. But like, I don't know. That little girl's oof.
You want to talk about Donnie Thornberry energy?
God. That little girl can sleep for 2 hours and then just be awake for the other fucking 23 or 22. Just full fucking sin. Like not even showing iota of being tired. It's like motherfucker. I won't touch
your dick. Just go to sleep.
Touch Josh's dick. I'm not gonna narrate what's going on.
Please do. In detail.
Throw
I'm not
it. Throw it.
Okay,
so throw it.
There's certain things that we can and cannot say on a legal standpoint. So
what
I'm
did
not
you
gonna say.
Drop? Oh.
Oh God, her water broke. I say you look too small to be pregnant. Must be a tiny baby.
Miracle, because I had my tubes not tied, taken out 6 years ago, 8 years ago.
God.
8 years. 8 years ago. So.
So if you see her pregnant, then she has been abducted by aliens. And been fashioned with this newfangled artificial womb.
Don't die.
I had to get them taken out after child 5 okay. because I had them like tied after child 4 and
Whoa.
It didn't work.
Time the fuck out.
5.
Now, not to I have 3, so not to judge.
5.
I just was not expecting that number.
Yeah.
After child 5, Jesus!
I thought you were saying trial instead of child.
Trial. Let's see if this trial. One's going to be a millionaire and spin the fucking wheel.
I have a 16, a 14, a 12, a 9, and an 8-year-old.
Sir, I'm
14, 9, and 3. I feel you. 14.
You think I would keep caffeine?
In fact, my oldest pet sperm is in the room. Children are literally just keeping sperm as pets, let's face it.
I mean, yeah.
Shut up. It's true.
I like how we refer to each other's children. Like, that's your fuck trophy, not mine.
Yes, son, you are.
Like an Xbox One? Yes. Did it pop up and say, hey, you're broke?
Shut up.
Child support. Like, fuck that, I ain't paying child support for you. You're too fucking weird. Get a job. I'm so kidding. I would. By law.
Damn.
I'm broke. Willingly, you ain't getting any money out of me because I ain't got any money. Right? But I'll feed you. I'll clothe you. I'll teach you life lessons. Not good ones, but life lessons. He wants to go to a club where the people wee on each other. Okay, my son is old Greg. I like Josh is looking at him like, what the fuck did that 14-year-old just say?
I want to know where them clubs are.
Muncie. There's a BDSM those. Club in Muncie, huh?
That's gross. I said you don't want those.
You ever been to the strip club in Muncie?
Yes. It's like everybody in the strip club is an average Tuesday C-section scar person.
Yeah. That's
ouch. That's
Let me lick. I want to lick a C-section scar again. Like my little Ziploc
that's
baggie.
That fucking community would be like, and only older and just
you're fucked up.
Yeah, it's like the strippers in Muncie. It's also they're cryptids as well because they will steal your catalytic converter when you're not looking.
They'll probably steal your everything when you're not looking.
Okay, so they have a booth that says optional teeth. Okay. It's the same stripper. Here we go. If not, pop it out. Do you want to go on the no denture adventure or not? It's going to cost extra, though.
That's not as pleasant as you fucking think it is.
Why aren't we doing this on stage? I'm pretty confident that if we all just sit up here with the fucking microphones and just go ham. We can
up
make
where?
It.
Didn't you talk to Dante about doing that?
Yes, he's actually down for it. He's
like live comedy shows.
Yeah.
He wants to do live. I'm going to try to start like putting on live comedy shows.
All open panel shit like this.
Yeah, like all open panel stand-up comedy kind of thing. And like I would like to actually do a Menthols like live.
Yeah.
With just the regular cast. Just so I can hear a crowd laugh. Like, I'm pretty sure we can make a crowd laugh easily, but this is some of the off-kilter shit we say.
I think we have a lot of people pissed off, and they get up and walk out. And then we have about three people watching. Which
then those are the three people I want to listen to me.
Those three people would think that you're fucking hilarious.
Those three people would be the ones that matter.
We need to, like, have, like, very strict enforcement.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we do the shows, we need to have very strict enforcement about.
I own this pouch.
I'm just a vape. No recording.
I'll take them off if you want to.
Like no phones out or.
Well, see, video recordings. Okay, so if we're talking about shit like this, as long as we're joking about it, it's fine.
Josh.
So if we're gonna be like, I'm gonna go commit a sexual assault, and then go out and commit a sexual assault.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just flat out just. You're there to pay attention to the act, not your phone.
Oh, no. There's actually almost every comedy club's like that.
Yeah.
If you pull out your phone during, like, you get called the fuck out or security takes you out. Like, that's a legitimate thing. Because you're there for a show. If you come to one of my shows, you pay to get in, you're sitting at a fucking table, and I'm up there in a microphone trying to make everybody laugh.
That's why the service at Bogart's when we went and seen Slaughter was so fucking shitty.
Yeah, it was shit.
Yeah, they purposefully block your...
And you're on your fucking phone.
Shit.
For one, I don't care if somebody's going to be on their phone because I've already got their money. That's just real talk. But at the same time, it's going to drive me insane because you came in here to pay to see me. I'm now not living up to your expectations. Well, your expectations were too fucking high for me. Get the fuck out.
It's a respect thing, point blank and simple.
But you know, after we said that, somebody's going to listen to this and we're going to have a whole fucking like 300 people in there playing on their phones.
Probably.
Just be dicks.
Just to be dicks.
And we would call out every single fuck.
You're being very generous with 300 people.
I aim high.
So I am too.
I am high, okay?
Join the club.
Huh?
I said join the club.
Yeah. I am high.
Chris, what's this Yule log here for?
I don't know.
I just noticed this wood just kind of fucking chilling here.
Oh, so that piece of wood was to stop his
that,
drum.
That was to keep the drum from moving.
Yeah, to keep the drum from moving.
Okay.
Yeah, I got an issue with my pedal that I need to fix.
There's also a random like brick in here that we were trying to use for the same purpose.
No, we threw it outside.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure we did at least.
I don't know where it is.
I was just thinking. I was here when this was opened up.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So you were checking to see if it was still open?
Yeah.
Is it? I've lived in this house for almost 2 years and I wasn't aware.
Yeah. It's still open. They pulled so much shit out of there.
Like dead bodies?
There were some pants and shit in there. I'm not even joking. Like
that's kind of frightening.
Some pairs of pants came out of the chimney and like,
was,
newspaper
was there legs in them?
Oh,
like that? That's the real question. I'm not afraid of finding a shoe. I'm afraid of finding a foot in the shoe.
I didn't find any bones.
Okay.
If you did, though, would you have kept them?
Yeah.
Sorry, kid. Santa ain't coming this year.
I wouldn't have called it in.
What? You know, the most dangerous part about getting caught with it. Why can't you have it?
So. If I could have a human skull, that'd be pretty
exactly.
cool.
Exactly.
But would you use the human skull to drink out of?
Fuck yeah, I would.
Okay, so yeah. I just had a theory pop up. Santa Claus isn't real in America.
He's
real
Lou
to
Diamond
the rest of the world because if he comes to America and he commits a break and entering, he will get shot.
You're not wrong.
He will get murked.
look here, fat and jolly, you're getting shot tonight.
He's gonna stop by New York first and get mollywopped in the first fucking house.
Or just robbed.
Yeah. Like, it's just one of those things that he doesn't
give me your
here.
Sack, bitch. Like
America's decadent.
They're going to steal his catalytic converter.
His reindeer ain't going to have any antlers. It's going to be somebody's going to shoot them. All right, somebody's going to.
He's
going to
come back, and they're all going to be strung upside down.
No, they're
going to
be packaged
skin.
Up and being sold out of somebody's trunk.
Yeah, pretty much like being eaten.
Yeah,
reindeer is meat supply in some countries.
It is,
dude. Reindeer is actually delicious. We had a little bit of feedback because Chris's microphone was just a little close. You're fine. You're good. Aiden, don't make the same sound. He's just in his own little world over there, just dancing. Anyway,
But this means the world to him, doesn't it, buddy?
Being included. We love you. That's sweet.
Josh makes everybody feel good.
No, like straight up, like I'm gonna say this on like Aiden fucking idolizes you, dude. He fucking loves how just calm and chill.
Is it the red hair? It has to be.
It's the beard. I'm sorry. Chill and calm
you are. I try.
Yeah, like you are his spirit animal.
I love you. I will keep trying to live up to the pedestal you put me on.
Okay, so I got to
add. Crying right now?
No. That's the LSD making my eyes water.
Uh-huh, sure it is.
So.
Shut up!
So, he's how got many allergies. People here have seen Andrew Schultz, like his stand-up?
I love Schultz.
Okay. Does it bother anybody that he grabs the microphone by the fucking cord like this?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that so fucking much. It bothers the shit out of me.
I was doing that earlier.
Like, to just like, because as a fucking audio engineer, I look at people like when metal artists fucking swing the microphone around by the cable, I'm like, you motherfucker!
They got the money, don't worry about it.
Stop cupping the mic, dumbass! Like, there's just so much shit that I'm just like, I scream in my head and I just kind of go, gotta take it.
So,
like when they hold it sideways,
there's a
like they're taking a dick from a different angle.
Oh
like
God, I hate that.
So when they're swinging it from the cable, they obviously when they plug it in, but they put so many fucking layers of duct tape on it. That's why the mic. That's why there's a fucking wrap on it being like that fucking thick.
Yeah, I know, and so, I know they do it to junk microphones that they don't care if it breaks, and I get that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was watching a fucking video of some fucking metal band doing a cover. And I don't even know, remember the cover, remember the band. All I remember is that it was a nice microphone. It was a fucking Sennheiser with no duct tape. And he's just swinging the bitch around, having a jolly old fucking time. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to kill you. That is a $2,000 microphone. I'm going to fucking stab you in the throat.
Yeah, no.
Goddamn. Like, I understand that. That prices of microphones actually do not technically matter. Because Sennheiser, like I said, is one of the best brands out there. You're going to get the clearest recording you're ever going to get. It has backed by a lifetime guarantee, but it's also extremely overpriced. And I mean extremely overpriced. Stupidly overpriced. You look at a good Sennheiser microphone, something that's meant for like conditioning and recording. You're not going to pay less than four figures. But I can get the exact same recording, the exact same quality out of something that's going to cost a fraction of the fucking price just because I know how to make it sound good. People that buy these for the studios don't know what they're doing behind the board, period. They don't know how to edit. They don't know how to do any fucking thing else. They just want, I want a good quality right now so I don't have to do some work later.
Exactly. But there's sound engineers making like thousands upon thousands of dollars. Of course they want their job easier. Wouldn't you want the tool that works perfect?
No.
Yes, you would.
And here's why. If I had the tool that works perfect, what's stopping from the artist from buying it and just doing it themselves?
Well, fuck. I mean, look at where I work. What's stopping people from coming in and buying an auto part? Well, do you know how to fucking put it on?
See,
that's what's stopping. Do you know how to use the motherfucker correctly?
Now, see, a lot of these microphones, this is why I don't like fucking trap rappers and shit like that. Because they'll buy a really great microphone. They'll buy like an SM7B, something that's like $500 or $600, something that's plug and play. They'll put it on something stupid. They watch a YouTube video and say that they're a professional. I fucking hate that. I hate that because there's so many more levels. There's so much more that you can do to make this unique quality sound. Something that you can put your blood, sweat, and tears and go, this is what I did. That kind of work behind that shows in a lot of engineers. Now, there's a lot of engineers out there that will not use these $5,000 fucking microphones, period. Because they don't want that. They want that job security. They want to prove why I'm here. Like, if you don't have that, then why do we need a sound engineer? Why do we need an audio engineer? Why do we need a producer? Well, somebody can just do it with a laptop. Because recording music, like, on a computer's basis, you don't need a whole lot of power. You don't. You don't need oversized RAM. You don't need an oversized fucking graphics card. You don't need any of that. You can do something with fucking 8 gigs of fucking RAM, a quasi-okay fucking CPU, and as long as your hard drive is good enough, and any even a physical hard drive, you can record fucking anything with quality sound. Because sound cards are bullshit. They are just a product to sell. Because if you're digitally recording, you don't need much. You can have some of the clearest, best-sounding audio on a low-end laptop. And if you're going to put money towards a laptop that's just going to be plug and play, and it's going to be, people are going to spend $2,000 on a MacBook, another $1,000 in equipment, that's $3,000 that they have in it, and they're going to get just enough fucking SoundCloud views and just enough YouTube bullshit to pay for it back. And then they're going to think they're hot shit. I hate flash in the pan rappers for that. I hate people like, oh, he's the dopest. No, the fuck he's not. No, the fuck he's not. The dopest rappers went to professional studios and have a great sound. People are, it's this oversaturation of this fucking market that has fucking drowned people's actual perspective of good music or good rap or good hip hop because it's all this popular fucking TikTok bullshit. It's like when I say, like, I don't like this particular rapper, they're like, oh, why? Oh, he does this, he does that. I'm like, no. It's because he's fucking generic. There's no individuality. There's no uniqueness. There's no grind. When you listen to somebody like, I'm not even going to say like Tupac or anything like that, but when you listen to somebody like Wu-Tang, you listen to Tech N9ne, you listen to all these like old school rappers that came up from the bottom that have that fucking heart and soul behind it. They have heart and soul behind it. I can get behind that. But somebody's on a fucking stupid trap beat going, oh my fucking God, it's so dumb. And when Travis Scott fell off the fucking stage in auto-tune, I laughed my ass off so hard. Yay! That's exactly how you, yay. I laughed so fucking hard because I used to think Travis Scott was really fucking good and he did not belong on the record label he was on there. Oh. And now I'm like, you're exactly where you need to fucking be because you suck.
Chris needs help.
Doing what?
I don't know. I just got a message that said, help. He's outside. I think he had a little too much. I don't know. It just said, help. No, I know.
Oh, I get sick.
And I love you.
Thank you.
Are you good, buddy?
Just in my own little world.
Beat bopping along.
Mm-hmm. Just got one song on my head right now.
What song? You good?
Okay. I apologize to everybody out there. This was an hour and 42-minute episode. So, everybody, that would be listening in the future. Thank you for coming out. Sierra, happy birthday. I hope this was fun for you.
It was. Thank you.
I had more planned, but obviously we got locked up in a conversation. So, until next time, everybody. Bye.